Well, you might remember last night on the program, we spoke to Luke Boner about this move to have compulsory competitive sport brought into primary schools. And look, I remember when I was back at school, we all played sport on every Thursday. Well, this is in high school anyway. And every Thursday we would go out and there might have been 10 different sports you could choose from. And you went and did it and you did PE a couple of weeks. But this is part of this obesity revolution. We're talking about this obesity epidemic we've got. And people think that this might be the answer. But one expert thinks that maybe we're looking at this for the wrong reasons. Her name's Brenda Keane. She's a designer and founder of Be Keen Healthy and Fit and joins us now. Brenda, compulsory sport in schools, probably not a bad idea, but you think we might be looking at it from the wrong angle?
I do. I think compulsory sport in schools is a great idea and agree. I was the same. We had sport all the time at school and we actually walked to and from school as well. So we had the incidental activity. But by people saying that, fat kids are going to become fat adults, it's just totally incorrect. And it isn't actually the exercise that's necessarily going to help them to lose weight.
So, okay, so what do we need to look at then?
Well, we need to look at, the incidental exercise, I think, that bringing in, a bit more walking, those sorts of things, encouraging kids to play games. They don't play games much anymore in the schoolyards. There's no skipping, those sorts of things. There's no kids, running around as much and kicking the football. There's a lot of schools that now don't allow those sorts of sports due to injuries and things like that unsupervised the lunchtime things. Like that. And I think we need to look at, from the beginning. So what happens at home when we encourage the kids to be healthy, encourage them to go for a walk with their parents after dinner or before dinner, go out and ride a bike, all those sorts of things that are just not happening. I know we live in a different world, but we still don't need to be sedentary, I think, all the time.
So to put that a bit more succinctly, it's all well and good to send a kid out to play sport once a week, but if they're not doing all of the other bits and pieces that we used to do when we were kids, we've really achieved nothing.
Well, that's it. They're not going to lose weight just by playing, doing physical activity once a week.
Yeah.
They need to look at the food that's being eaten by the kids. That can start at home, and the schools can also bring in more healthier canteens. And we just need to encourage a different view.
So what's your advice to parents then, I guess, we'll start at home, because when I was a kid, we would go out and play, you'd go and ride your bikes around the street, and as long as you were home by the time the street lights went on, everything was fine. A lot of parents would be terrified to let their kids go and do that these days. What advice do you have for parents to actually get that incidental movement and incidental exercise happening in the confines of the modern world, so to speak?
There are things like you could even have a stationary bike at home where the kids are exercising while they watch TV, those sorts of things, if they're not allowed to go outside unsupervised, or the parents could, if they're home, go outside with the kids and play, a game of, throwing the ball around, frisbee. You might have an animal, encourage the kids to have an animal a dog that they take for a walk. I'm just trying to think of some other things. There are plenty of after-school sports that also can be encouraged, and a number of schools are introducing sports that are free where kids can go for an hour or so after school and play that sport. So perhaps let the kids go and do that too.
Yeah, I think one of the issues too is that we've become a bit of a litigious society. I remember when I was in high school, we had an asphalt playground and we'd play touch footy with a tennis ball. There is no way kids would be allowed to do that anymore because you might fall over and hurt your knee. So I guess those opportunities are a little bit, they're certainly less than what we had, but you've just got to be a bit creative about it.
Well, I think so. I think there's a lot of things that you can do if you want to be creative as a parent, even just, encourage the kids to have a competition about how many steps they do during the day. And perhaps at the end of the week, there's some sort of reward. And again, it doesn't have to be a food reward, but there's some sort of, initiative to want to do as many steps as you can in your day, increase the number of steps. And then at the end of the week, we have a look at the family and see who's done the most steps. Perhaps they choose the movie for the week or, those sorts of things. They could even do those sorts of things in school. But there are a lot of free activities that are run too. I know a lot of, well, I shouldn't say a lot, but there are a number of gyms that do run classes for kids after school that will offer them reasonably cheaply. I know I'm in Victoria, but and so there are a few around here that run classes for the members, for the kids after school for an hour. And there's also a gym that runs boxing for kids for $5. So it's, you know, not too expensive, because I know that sometimes that's also the kicker, that the cost is the problem with getting them out into sport.
Yeah, indeed. Now, you also think we need to look at some of the language we're using again around obesity and fitness and healthy lifestyles.
Yes, I do, because being obese doesn't mean that you're unhealthy. You know, people can have a high BMI and they can exercise, and people could have a low BMI, they don't exercise. The person with the bigger BMI is going to actually be healthier. I think we just use the word fat as being unhealthy, but it's just not the case. And it's been proven. We have, you know, people competing in marathons that are, you know, bigger people, plus size, I suppose, is the word that's used a lot. We have, you know, tennis stars that have, Serena Williams, as an example, she's been told that she was, well, overweight, or they did use the word fat, I think, and she actually couldn't lose the weight because of she was breastfeeding. So she, you know, there's other reasons too why people might be bigger at a particular time.
Yeah, if only you could be that fit and fat. Sometimes we look at it. We do make some ridiculous comparisons sometimes, don't we?
We do. And, you know, I look at, like, I know that I was reading the article that I read where they said that, you know, fat kids are going to become fat adults. I was talking about the Olympics and us not having any athletes. But our Olympic weightlifters and hammer throwers who are women are not the tiniest girls I've ever seen.
No.
So, you know, again, we shouldn't be judging by this fat is unfit.
Yeah, it's certainly right. Skinny doesn't necessarily mean healthy. Brenda, great to speak to you this evening.
No worries. Thank you.
That's Brenda Keane, the designer and founder of Be Keen, Healthy and Fit. Look, a lot of sense there. What do you think? 13, 27, 10.